Today is a beautiful feast, a solemnity for the whole church, and in a special way for our country. Our Lady, under her title of the Immaculate Conception, is patroness of the United States. And so it's a great joy to gather on her feast, even in these most unusual times in which we live. In the gospel today, that very familiar gospel of the Annunciation, which never seems to grow old, the angel Gabriel says to Our Lady after she's troubled at the initial greeting, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." You have found favor with God. What is a favor? I think about all the wedding receptions I've been to as a priest and how often you get a little favor there at your place. I have a mug from one wedding and a koozie from another one. One couple had these beautiful holy cards that I have a copy of. Anytime it's chocolate or cookies or something, it doesn't last very long. It disappears rather quickly. But a favor is a gift, right? It's something that's freely given, simply as a sign of love and appreciation, respect for the person. Mary certainly found favor with God. She received extraordinary favors from God. That's why we gather tonight, to honor her and to celebrate the very first favor that she received from God at the very moment of her conception, the favor of being conceived without original sin. God preparing in her a worthy dwelling place for his Son, who would come into the world through her. And as devoted sons and daughters of Mary, we want to honor her today and to join her in giving praise and thanks to God for the favors that she received from him, especially this favor of her Immaculate Conception. Our Lady did receive extraordinary favors. None of us can say we were conceived without original sin. We came into this world fallen, and we still experience in our lives the effects of original sin. And yet, just as truly, it could be said of each of us that we have found favor with God. And I think as we ponder this favor given to Our Lady this evening, she would invite us also to ponder the particular favors we have received in our lives from God, so as to fill us with our own gratitude and praise of God. Although we came into the world with original sin, we received the favor of baptism when that original sin was washed away in the waters of that sacred font in which we were baptized. That moment when we were filled with grace and we became sons and daughters of God. And from that moment on, throughout our lives, how many favors God has given us. Many blessings of family and friends and relationships and material blessings of this world, but above all, the spiritual favors of the graces poured out for us through the sacraments and in our life of prayer, and even our presence here this evening is a favor from God. We have the privilege of being here for Holy Mass, when the Son of God, born of the Blessed Virgin Mary, will again become truly present on the altar and offered to us in Holy Communion. How many favors we have received. St. Paul's words in the second reading, certainly meant to be understood today in light of Our Lady's life, but true of each of us, that God has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. And why? St. Paul says, so that we might become holy and without blemish before him. You see, Our Lady had this great grace of being without blemish before him from the very first moment of her conception through her whole life, never knowing the slightest taint of sin. We cannot say that, but it is nonetheless true that God's will, his desire for each of us, is that little by little we would become also without blemish before him, truly holy and pure. So let us today entrust ourselves to the prayer of our Immaculate Mother, asking her to intercede for us, to be a mother to us, to assist us on this journey to holiness, the goal towards which we are called. Let us join her in praising and thanking God for the favors he's given us, and above all this evening, for the favor he gave her in her Immaculate Conception.